Welcome on the call. Welcome on call tonight. Hallelujah. Before I go in, let's pray and invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise tonight. Father, we give you worship tonight. Father, we come before you tonight, Almighty God. Father, if we have sinned, we ask you to forgive us. We ask you to wash us. We ask you to cleanse us. Oh, Mother God, that way we can come boldly tonight to your throne of grace and we can seek mercy. We can enter into your kingdom, into the heavens tonight. And we could declare that we are your children. We can declare that you live and you reign inside of us and you release us on this earth to do kingdom building. So tonight I come. Every single person tonight come. We hide ourselves behind the cross, Almighty God, that you can come forth and be glorified in this earth, according to John 17. When you were leaving Jesus, you prayed to the Father and you said, Lord God, you said, let there be one as you and your Father is one. We all living together, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and us living inside of you. Tonight, we hide ourselves behind the cross of Jesus Christ. And we let you, Lord God, come forth and be glorified on earth. You are the King of Kings and you're the Lord of Lords, and you conquer every single thing and you reign in the heaven. And we are on the earth walking, moving in your being. You live and you reign inside of us. Oh, precious Holy Father God, we know nothing, but you know all things. So tonight we repent. So tonight we ask you to forgive us. So tonight we ask you to wash us and cleanse us that we can hear from you and we could declare that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. Heavenly Father, we bow now and we thank you. We thank you, Father. Live now through us. Reign now through us that we can declare that we don't live, but you live inside of us. Father, I hide myself tonight behind the cross. I only want to speak what you want me to speak. I only want to enter the places that you want me to enter tonight. Father, as you know everything about me, you know, even for the past couple of weeks, my body have been down. But Lord God, you kept me. And I thank you. I worship you. I praise you. I thank you for my hands. I thank you for my eyes. I thank you for my mouth and my ears and my feet. I thank you for my heart where you live. I thank you. Use me tonight, Lord God. Under the sound of my voice, use my voice tonight, Lord God, to shake the nations, to shake the nations, Almighty God. Father God, Father God, Father God. Anyone that's not online tonight, God. And if they're listening in on the recording at a future time and date, I pray, Almighty God, that the fire of the Holy Spirit will come down not only tonight, but unto the person who is hearing on that later date. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for the fire that's going to be displayed tonight. Your word declare, Almighty God, that if you pray in the Spirit, and if there's no interpretation, Lord God, we are building up ourselves. Glory to God. Glory to God. Tonight we come and we build ourselves up in you, Almighty God. Use us now, I pray. I hide myself now behind your cross and I bow before you, Almighty God. Take my body over. Minister through me tonight that the massive who Oh God, who is hearing my voice will not hear my voice, but they will hear you coming through me. That the fire of the Holy Spirit will go and ignite the homes, the cars, the jobs, wherever they reside, no, wherever they put their foot on, wherever they're hearing, Lord God. I pray, Almighty God, that their hearing will be open to your voice and their heart will be open to your heart. And their eyes will be able to see in the spirit, the realm of the spirit, and their mouth will speak only the articles of God. They will only hear and speak and see and know what the spirit is saying to the body of Christ today. Father God, God, in the mighty name that is above every single name. Inamo sisi koshande reketa. Irimikonda, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The weapons are for warfare. They're not carnal, but you're mighty through God for the pulling down of every single stronghold. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call for peace on this line. We call for peace on this line. We call for peace in the home. We call for joy and tranquility. Oh, glory to God, Father God, in Jesus' name. Whatever the need is tonight, God, whatever the situation is tonight, oh, precious Holy Father, we now pray that you will be here and be a part of what we're doing tonight. Under the sound of my voice, 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 I release the trumpet of the Father God tonight. I release the trumpet of the Holy Spirit tonight. I release the trumpet of the war tonight in the war zone. The weapons that we need, Lord God, that you would give it to us, Lord God, that as we walk and as we marching through the army, Lord God, we will walk in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Father, give us strategic eyesight and insight. Give us the ministry of discerning, that we'll be able to discern and know what's right from wrong, and evil forces, when they come up against us, we will know the attack of the enemy. Father God, in the name that is above every name, loose, loose, loose every angel. Loose them in the homes tonight, God. Loose them in the bathroom. I'm that person that want to commit suicide tonight. God, I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will go in and touch them with that needle tonight, God. Suicidal spirit, they bound in the mighty name of Jesus. Ancestral demons is bound in the name of Jesus. Any, oh my God, spirit of incest is broken, broke, broke, and bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus. Lying and oh God, and deception, deceive, my God, witchcraft, witchcraft, negromancy, firing type light type of spirit, lying demonic sense, oh my God, spirit that you could smell. I break them and I bind them up tonight in the name of Jesus. And I command the house to be clean. Take the anointing oil, take the healing oil, and anoint your house tonight. Anoint your house. Oh my God, when we get on the phone, anoint, 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 anoint. Anoint yourself. Anoint your room, your bathroom, your kitchen. Anywhere that you go in and spend a lot of time, anointed by the Holy Ghost, anoint yourself. Speak life into your home. Walk in peace in your home. Forgive every person that hurts you, family members, boyfriend, girlfriends, husband and wife. Forgive, forgive, sisters and brothers. Forgive, generational curse, break it. Alcoholic spirit, break it. Incestual spirit, break it. Overeating spirit, break it. Sickness, break it. Witchcraft, break it. Lustful demons, sexual spirit, break it. Poverty, break it. Lying tongue, break it. The mighty name of Jesus. The mighty name of Jesus. Spirit, oh, nicotine, reefer, cocaine. Oh, break it, Lord God. Break it in the name of Jesus. Sexual relationship out of wedlock. Break it in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us walk clean before him, Lord God Almighty. Every generational curse, break it, Lord. Poverty, break it, Lord God. Break it, Lord Jesus. Break it, Lord Jesus. Break it, Lord God Almighty. We come against every ancestral spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of lack in the mighty name of Jesus. We break it and we bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We said you must bow. Jesus created, and he said everything that he created was all very good, and according to Genesis 1. He said, when we give our life to him, Lord God Almighty, we are clean. We are clean. We are clean. The enemy has no power. The enemy has no power over us. We are clean. Heavenly Father, we come. Heavenly Father, we come. We come to say, thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for giving us life and give it to us more abundantly. Thank you for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing upon us that we don't even have room enough to receive it. Jehovah, Jehovah, Jireh, Provider, thank you. Oh, Labosi Kishi Babo Rumokita. Everything that we need, you provide. We give you thanks, so we give you praise. We give you thanks, so we give you praise. We give you thanks, so we give you praise. We give you thanks, so we give you praise. Almighty God, we give you thanks and we give you praise. There is no other God beside you. In you we move and we have our being. Certainly, Almighty God. Certainly, Almighty God. There is no other God beside you. Tonight we come and we say, witchcraft must be bound in the mighty name of Jesus. Every foul spirit, we shake it up tonight in the spirit, and we say we drive it out in Jesus' mighty name. And we call for healing in the family. Generational curse, it's broken in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Alani kushiba se tendele bokandeleba. Oh, Korea Babalobo Koreaba. Remangoli the boshetilikandileba. Oh, glory, glory, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. In the highest, we worship you, Jesus. In the highest, we worship you, Jesus. In the highest, we worship you, Jesus. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you, my God. We go into our ancestors in the African, oh my God, ancestral spirits, and we drive them out. We drive them out tonight. We drive them out tonight. We set our brain is conditioned with freedom, our brain is conditioned with cleanliness. Our heart cry will go to the brain, the word of God, the clear. Spirit, soul, and body tonight. Spirit, soul, and body tonight. Spirit, soul, and body tonight. Father, we thank you. Know the word of God, the clear that if you pray in the spirit, if you pray in the spirit, and if you have no interpretation, you're basically praying to God. You're basically being lifted up and being filled up in God. That is what's going on tonight. So tonight we come in one accord, and I'm praying in the spirit, and I'm interceding in the spirit. And let the Holy Spirit come into your home. Let the Holy Spirit go upon your steps, go into your bedroom, into your kitchen and your bathroom. The Holy Spirit bring forth its angels and start touching your doorposts and everything that's in your house that need to be touched. Touch it tonight, God. 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 Touch it tonight. I urge you tonight. And when you get off the line tonight, you get your oil, you anoint your house, you anoint yourself, You everything in your house, anoint, anoint, anoint. Let the Holy Spirit, let the Holy Spirit come in and entertain your home tonight. Let the presence of the Holy Father be in. Let the fire comes in and burn out every single muck, every onslaught, everything that the enemy brings in. Let it be diminished tonight. Jesus said that's why he was established. He was established to destroy the works of the enemy. He said, I have given you power. He gave it to us and he placed it in our hands. And he said, go for it and preach the kingdom. He said, go for it and preach the kingdom, and these signs shall follow them that believe. I will go into Mark 16. I am in warfare tonight. I am in warfare, prophetic warfare tonight for you. There is certain things going on in your home, and you're at the right place at the right time for the right moment. And I'm here. I may not be in your location, but my spirit is in your house right now, right now, right now. Dato, Labakita, Remando, right now. I'm in your house. I'm in your kitchen. I'm in your bathroom. I'm in your kitchen. I'm in your bedroom. Oh my God, I'm in your lonely place, your place that you're crying out to God and said, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore, Jesus. I'm here to tell you, I'm putting my hand on your head. Basoto, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise now up. And walk in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, this is why I came. Mark 16, and the Father said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and these signs shall follow them that believe. If you believe, you will not be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe in the name of Jesus Christ. You will cast out devils. You will speak with new tongues. You will talk to serpents, and they must bow. They must bow. If you even drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Rikishibahita. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. Matthew 16, verse 19. And I will give unto thee the keys to the kingdom. What do you need tonight? The kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose in earth shall be loose in the, oh God Almighty. Matthew 18, 18 and 19. Oh God Almighty, somebody need to hear this tonight. Jesus is alive, he's not dead. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose. So that means you gotta bind and you gotta loose. Good things, you release. Bad things, Remember, no, Genesis 1:31. I believe it's 31, but you gotta go check it for yourself because I'm not gonna run over there. It's the last little chapter, the last little part of Genesis, and I think it's Genesis 31, but I'm not gonna go over there. You go check it. He said everything he created was very good. Everything he created was very good. Everything that he created was very good. So we don't have to put up with the nonsense of the not good, because everything he created and leave it and give it to us was very good. So bind the enemy. Drive him out of your face. Drive him out of your face. Drive him out of your home. Drive him out of your family. Drive him out of your generation. Drive him out of them right now in Jesus' mighty name. You don't have to sit down and play dead because you're alive in him. If you're touching anything. And once we're agreeing on these things that we're touching, where two or three of us are gathered, hallelujah, Jesus, there he is in our midst. The Holy Father is in our midst tonight. You have a one-on-one connection with him. You don't have to go around and crying and be mediocre. He said it is finished. When he died on the cross, he said it is finished. He said, I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna go. In John, he said, I'm gonna send you a comforter. He said, the comforter is going to lead you, and the comforter is going to guide you, and the comforter is going to show you things to come. The comforter is going to show you things to come. You got to get this word and you got to use it. Jesus is coming. Matthew 24 is at display at the very moment. We got to get it together. We got to stop playing church. And we got to make the fire of God come move and reign inside of us. We have what the nations need. There is no time to sit around and play anymore. John 14. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father. Verse 15, 16, and he shall give you another. And who's that another? The Comforter, which is Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, that he may abide with you forever. Whom the world don't have anything to do with, they can't have it. Only Jesus can be inside of you to hear from him. We are living in borrowed times. We are here to do the work of the kingdom. We have to get ourselves in line. This is not time to play. If you want to die and go home to heaven, fine, goodbye. You'd be at a far better place. There's no time to cry when you're dead. You go home because you're gone to a better place. But the Father God is looking for some people. People with integrity. People who's gonna study his word. People who's gonna know that he's alive and he's not dead. It's time to get up out of these dead churches, because you are the church, and if we are dead, it's time for us to wake up. Don't you see what's going on? Israel is at war, America is at war. Matthew 24 is on this play. And even though it is working right now, if you read it, it said it's not the end. This is just the beginning of the sorrow. What are we doing? Here we are. We have the best father there is on the planet Earth. He is the greatest gift to mankind. He speaks to us. Today, something was going on, and at the time that the thing was going on, the father spoke to me. And later on, I got a call in regards to the same thing. And it was the same time the person called another person at the same time. How do you think we know all this? We know these things through our spirit, communicating with the Holy Spirit. Come on, man. We can, if you know how to tap into something, we got something very good going on here. Very, very good. Today, I started putting some stuff together today for tonight. Because as you know, tonight is prophetic prayer. And once I come in, and when, like for instance, this is all the prophetic work. When you go into an area to minister, and when the atmosphere changes, you have to actually change in regards to that atmosphere. It is just like you're in a hospital as a doctor. The doctor is trained to go in to take care of the patients. The doctor is in the hospital at this time, taking care of somebody who have a very bad cold. All of a sudden, bum, 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 life and death emergency comes in. Do you actually believe the doctor is going to still continue with the cold? As a skilled doctor, a medical surgeon, he is going to leave you. Somebody else is going to come in at a lower level scale, lower level scale, take care of you. And he had to go to the triage. He had to go and try to save the person that comes in with the gunshot wound. That is how the prophetic work you study. You have an idea. You go in the area, and once you go in, when the atmosphere changes, you have to change according to the atmosphere. Saying all of that, put something together. But there are certain things that was going on, so now I have to deal with that certain things on the phone. That's how the supernatural works. That's exactly how the supernatural works. That's why in today's society, in today's world, you cannot be in any just any old places. It is a life and death situation. You have to be careful. The church, the building, the people who you communicate with, you have to know. You need to have people who have eyes of the spirit. You got to have people with eyes of the spirit to know what's going on in Christendom, in your home, in your family. That if you come in triage and you have a problem, that person will be able to pray you up like, pray you down like. Pray you east side, west side on top. Pray you any side the Holy Spirit said to pray. That is what the prophetic is. And that's who I am. God called me in the prophetic. I can't act and live like everybody else. I have to move by the Spirit. I have to hear by the Spirit. I have to live by the Spirit. I can't entertain nobody else but the Spirit. My life have to be embedded in the spirit of the living God. Because people need breakthrough. They don't want to hear from me. Don't get caught up with me. Get caught up in the person that lives inside of me, the Holy Ghost. Because he's the one that knows everything. And he's the one that's going to give the information to straighten out me and you. I don't have all the answers. And you certainly don't have the answers. None of us have the answer. Anybody say they have all the answers? They're a liar from the pit of hell. Nobody have all the answers. Nobody ain't coming up in my face and lie to me and tell me they have the answer. That's a lie. And I ain't gonna be talking to you. You know who have the answers? The Holy Ghost, because he's hearing from God the Father, and Jesus is giving out the information, and he is relating it to us. So we better know how to walk in the Spirit. And I'm not talking about speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues, I'm not talking about that. Speaking in tongues is something totally different. I'm talking about Jesus living inside of you, speaking in your heart, and you're hearing what the Father is saying in your heart, and you can relate it, and you try the Spirit and see if it's of God. And so, what if you messed up? Because it's not you. You keep on trying until you hit it. You keep on trying until you hit it. Don't get intimidated by anyone because we don't have all the answers. I don't think so. So tonight, we have 30 more minutes to go. So 25 minutes, really. Wait a minute. I just heard something. Okay. All right. Wow. There's a lot of people who just feel like they just want to give up. Just feel like they just want to give up. Don't give up, baby. Don't give up. Don't you dare. Put your hand on my hand right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I say come out and come up now. Take it in. There you go. Take it in. Take it in. Take it in. Take it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. There you go. Again. You feel it? Yes. Yes. There you go. There you go. Oh, Rama Mama Kota. Barakunda. Yes, there you go. There you go. Take it in. Take it in. Hallelujah. Yeah, there you go. Take it in, baby. Yes. Glory to God. Yes, Dalabo. Put your hand on your belly now. Put your hand on your belly. Bokoshikilaba. Take it in, honey. Breathe it in. Yes. Yes. Ayakota. Yeah. Yes. Yeshokura. Breakthrough in the spirit. Hallelujah. Breakthrough in the hallelujah. Go, yeah, you go to fire God, the fire God right over your head, honey. Right. That's why sometimes when you come on Zoom, you need to show your face. You need to show your face instead of hiding behind the number you need to show your face. Ah, how does that feel? Yes, breathe it in, honey. Breathe it in. Glory to God. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Go out, come out, come out of that house now. Every spirit of, oh, every confusion, go, 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 go now in the name of Jesus. Go now in the name of Jesus. Come out, come out, come out now in Jesus' name. There it goes, there it goes. Go down them steps, go down them steps, go down them steps. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Yeah, give a praise, give a praise. Glory, hallelujah. Sometime when you come on the line, instead of hiding behind the phone call, you need to show your face. That's why they call it Zoom. Okay? You need to call, you need to call. We need to wake up and we need to shake up. We need to wake up and we need to shake up. We need to wait, especially when you're in a meeting like this. A meeting like this. You gotta wake up and you gotta shake up. Okay? Well, listen to this. Listen to this. Today I was here and I was talking about Psalms 100. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's Psalms 100. A lot of us need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord in our homes. A lot of us need to get up and say, Lord, I thank you and I praise you. A lot of us need to give a Shabbat praise. A Shabbat praise is a praise where you open your mouth and you shout unto the Lord. A Shabbat praise. You praise him in the morning. You praise him in the evening. You praise him in the night. You say, Lord, I give you a Shabbat praise. And you go around and you praise him. You go around and you praise him. When I was reading about Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 4, Nebuchadnezzar dropped and gave him a praise after everything that was not going right. He said, you know what? After he come to his senses, after he come to his senses, he start giving praise. Shabbat, Lord God, a Shabbat praise. I lift up my hands tonight, God, and I give you a praise like Nebuchadnezzar tonight in Daniel 4, verse 34 to 37. In your quiet time, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise in the morning, give him praise in the evening, give him praise in the afternoon. I remember one time when my daughter Trisha got married, oh my God, and I was just crying and I was just bawling and I bawled and I ball that day when she got married and when she leave, I was just crying. And then the next week I had to go to a wedding. And when I went to that wedding, I was still crying at this girl wedding. And then the Spirit of God told me to go over there and, you know, just pray with them. And when I go on the dance floor with the girl, she said she was doing the Shabbat praise. That's the first time in my life I hear that word Shabbat, 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 Shabbat. She said she was giving him Shabbat praise. And we were on the dance floor dancing, worshiping and praising God in the highest, praising God. And the Spirit of God told me the girl was a barren. Praise can bring the answer. Praise him. Praise him. She was a barren. And I said, where is your husband? I said, go get your husband. Right out there in I think it was over there in Wethersfield Avenue in Hartford area. I said, go get your husband. And she went and got her husband, and the husband come. And I said, God is gonna give you guys a baby. And she said, she can't have no baby. She is a barren. And I said, God is gonna give you a baby. And I prayed with them. And every single time I spoke to her mom, I'm looking for this baby. And I didn't hear anything about a baby. Couple years later, after everything was wrong with my life, and I have to move from my house and move into an apartment, and I'm over there crying, and the mom called me, and I'm like, okay. And she, because of the things that I was going through, and because I was always there for her with faith, and she's telling me, Ruth, because of you, I'm all this, and because of you, I'm all that. I'm like, okay. And let me tell you, one day, I go into my mailbox and I got an invitation. And the invitation was an invitation to a baby shower. And I called the mother and I said to her, I prayed for the girl to get pregnant and you couldn't even let me know she was pregnant. I did not go to the bridal shower, to the baby shower. I have my problem going on. I did not go because I'm saying I trust God and I believe God with you. If it was now, I would have gone. You understand me? But I was going through my problem then, and I'm telling you exactly. I said, I trust God with you, and you get pregnant, and your daughter couldn't even let me know. She had a baby girl. She ended up with two babies. Now she's a grandmother. Shabbat, praise, Shabbat, praise. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the evening. Praise him at the night. Praise him at the noontime. Shabbat. 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 Lift your hand and your voice and praise him. My next door neighbor, her daughter, her sister couldn't have no baby. There's something about me and barren. She couldn't have baby. Right next to me over the apartment that I live. Prayed for her sister. The girl got pregnant. There's another lady over Roosevelt Boulevard. She couldn't have any kids. She had one daughter. Prayed for her. The woman didn't even like us, but I still pray. She got pregnant. She went and she adopted a baby. And in that adoption, she got pregnant. Blue is having a new church. I'm in there. People standing behind me. There's this one girl right now. I went to a wedding and she was standing behind me in the church. And I said, you're gonna be pregnant. And she said, oh no, I can't have any baby. She got three kids. Not one, but three. When my mother was dying in the hospital, June 2003, I saw our husband at the hospital, and the husband said to me, oh, X, Y, and Z is having the baby. Go see her. But no, I said, no, I'm not going. It's not about me. It's about him. It's about him. There's this other girl behind me standing behind me. Right near Blues Avenue. Can't have no baby. I turn around and say, you're going to have a baby. Oh, no. She ended up having her babies. You got to know what God called you to do and get it done. I have an anointing on my life for babies. What kind of anointing you have on your life for? What God called you to do? Instead of sitting around crying, people need you. Are you supposed to finance the kingdom? Are you supposed to pray for the sick? People needs us. Shabbat praise. Shabbat, Shabbach, praise. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him with a joyful noise unto the Lord. And then number two, I will serve the Lord in all gladness. Serve him with all gladness. I will come before him with singing. Das Yada. YADAH. Lift your hand and praise him. You give him a Yada. YADAH. Yada, lift your hand. Yada, Lord God Almighty, I come today to Yada you. I come today, Lord, to praise you. I come today, Lord, to worship. Father God, I'm going through this. Father God, I can't take it. Father God, I can't do it. But I come to give you a Yada. I come to lift my hand, Lord God. Yada, 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 I come, God. I come to give you Yada tonight. Y A D A H. Hey, lift your hands before him. Psalms 134, verse 2. Yada praise. Yada praise. Ya okoshibango. Yekeshibango kobalaba. Praise him in the evening. Praise him in the morning. Praise him on the summertime. Praise him when the sun goes down. Praise him when the sun comes up. Yada. Yada. Okoshakaya. Yendokoshikilaba. Yendeleba korama. I give him a yada praise. Mokusima, mokoshama, yebakusikilabanda okuta, malokoshikitaya no kota. I give you praise, Almighty God. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. I will stand in your house and I will praise you. I will stand in your house and I will give you praise. I will stand in your house and I will Shabbat. And I will stand in your house and I will Yada. Praise, praise, praise him, 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 even when it don't look good, even when it don't look right. Praise, 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 praise him out of your clothes. Praise him like David, Kondo Koba. David was a man of his God's own heart, and he praised him until his clothes tear off. Praise him in the morning. Yada, Shaba, Kobabo Kobamba Kashikilaba, Yada, Shaba. Psalms 134, verse 2. First Timothy 2, verse 8. I will lift my holy hands without wrath. I will lift my hands. I will lift my hands according to 1 Timothy verse 2:8. 1 Timothy 2 verse 8. You got to take these scriptures that I'm giving you tonight and you got to lift them up and you got to give praise. Solomon give him praise. Solomon give him worship. Solomon knelt before him and he said, I'm going to lift you now tonight, God. I'm going to worship you tonight, God. I'm going to worship you in my down. I'm going to worship you in my up. I'm going to worship you in my out. I'm going to worship you, worship you, worship you, God. It doesn't look good. I can't take it. I can't make it. But I'm gonna Shabbat and I'm gonna Yabba. I'm gonna praise you. Oh, Rabosikishikumamalabosaka. And then I'm gonna go to verse 3. Know the Lord that He's God. Who are you, God? Why you love me, God? Who are you? What is your name? Why should I call you El Shaddai? I have a book of the names of God. You need to start, putting your money where your mouth is. You need to go out there. This is my book. I got a book named The Names of God. I got it for Marlene Icky. But well, they got a whole lot of books. You could go buy a little one. The Names of God. El Shaddai. There was a song. El Shaddai. El Shaddai. There it is. I'm the God Almighty. I am. Almighty reign. I am weak, but you're mighty. I am weak, but you're strong. Oh, Lord God Almighty, I come before you and I praise you. I don't know what else to do. I run to the hills. Where come at my help? You are my help. You're my help, Lord. I have nobody else to talk to. Shada, Shaba, Koma Mokuliba. I love you. I need you. You are my Genesis 12, 17, verse 1. God Almighty, when you went to Abraham, his name was Abram. Genesis 17, and you told him, 99 years old, you're going to change his name. In verse 5, and you change his name from Abram to Abraham. And you said you're going to bless Sarah's womb, and she's going to be mother of nations. Verse 16. El Shaddai, Almighty God. Almighty God. What must I do that I might be saved? What must I do that I must come before you and give you praise? What must I do, oh God, that I can live right before you? What must I do, God, that I could be in eternity with you? What must I do when I'm so low and so beat up and so weak? What must I do? I have to Shabbat. And I have to Yada. I have to Shabbat. And I have to Yada. I don't know what else to do. I don't have any answers, but you do, Almighty God. So what I do, I praise you. What I do, I worship you. I've heard from people that say when the praises go up, the blessings come down. I don't have any other way but to try this. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to lift my hands. I'm going to lift my hands, oh God. And I'm going to say with a shout, Shabbat. Shabbat. Shabbat to the King, I praise you. Yada, I speak out to you. El Shaddai. Oh my God. You're the all-breasting one. You're my Savior. You're my eternal God. You're my Elohim. You're my Creator. You're my Adonai. You are my God. You own me. I give you praise and I give you worship, Almighty God. I come tonight and I said, I give you my praise as I bow before you. And I said, Shabbat. Shabbat. I welcome you in my praise. I welcome you in my worship. I have my anointed oil, and I'm going to put some on my tongue. And I'm going to say, Lord, use my mouth. Use my mouth. Use my mouth to give you praise. Use my mouth to give you worship. Use my hands to elevate you on high. Shabbat. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost come down now as I praise you. I enter into your gates with thanksgiving. Creator of heaven and earth, you will not reject me when I come in. Based on your word, 1 Timothy 4, 4 to 5. You will not reject us when we come into you. We give you thanks and praise because we are establishing you. Second, Colossians 2, 6 to 7. Colossians 2, 6, verse 7. We are grounded and rooted in our faith. That's why we can say, Shabbat. I say Shabbat tonight. Merciful Father, I make a joyful noise unto you. I come to you tonight and I worship you. I come to you tonight and I give you praise. You're the God that's more than enough. You're the God that knows how to do triage in the hospital room. You're the God that knows how to help me with my finances. You're the God that knows how to teach me how to love. You're the God that knows how to drive out every snake from out of my house. You're the God that knows how to teach me out of war. Sonia, find that scripture for me and put it up. Find that scripture and put it up. Teach my fingers how to war. Teach my fingers how to war. You're the God that is more than enough. Find that scripture, Sonny, and put it up. God that teach me how to war. In you I move, and I have my being. You said Psalms 144, verse 1. Everybody should be checking to make sure it's right. Just don't take our word for it. Anturi katababa bokuta. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Yes, you teach me how to war. Yes, you teach me how to war, Almighty God. War in the spirit. War in the spirit. Psalms 144, verse 1. Teach me how to war, oh God. Teach me how to war, oh God. Teach me how to war in the spirit. Teach me how to move in the spirit. Teach me how to move in the spirit. War in the spirit. War in the spirit. Teach me how to Shabbat. Teach me how to Shabbat. Teach me how to Shabbat praise. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I lift my hands and I say, teach me how to yada. Teach me how to yada. Teach me how to praise. Glory to God. Glory to Namokonda. Psalms 150, verse 14. I will worship you, O God. I'll give you thanksgiving every single day. I'll worship you in the morning. I'll worship you in the evening. I'll worship you in the night and in the day. I'll worship you when I go down and when I come up. I'll worship you when I put my feet on the floor. I will Shabbat. I will Yada. Elohim, gracious, mighty God, warrior king. I will praise you. Teach us how to war. And the Lord God is good. Genesis 1, verse 31. Let me see if it's verse 31. Teach me how to Shabbat, oh God. Teach me that everything that I see is good. It was made very good. It was made very good. In the evening and the morning was the sixth day. And he rested on the seventh day. Oh, we give you Shabbat praise. We give you Shabbat praise. We give you Shabbat praise. Yada. Shabbat. Elohim. Wakababota kalabashondakata. Tonight is your night, oh God. Tonight is your night, O God. Tonight is your night, O God. Elohim, my Savior Jehovah, El Shaddai, your God, my mighty God. You're the God Almighty. You are my Adonai. We worship you. Elohim, we exalt you. Jehovah Nissi, when we need, you provide. In sickness and in health, you're there and you restore. Jehovah Rohi. You got to get the names of God and you got to use them sometimes. God of peace, my shalom, I thank you. Teskenu, my Jehovah righteousness, I give you praise. Shama, you're always there. Shama, we welcome you tonight. We say good night to you, the Shama. You're the God that's more than enough. In you, we move and we have our being. We thank you for every single thing that we need. We thank you for love. We thank you for joy. We thank you for supernatural peace, supernatural abundance. We walk in the spirit of abundance, more than enough, running after us, overshadow us. We walk in 120 years. We will live and not die to declare the glory of God. We live. Genesis 6, verse 3. 120. Our bones are not, they're not feeble and fragile. They're strong. I repent. I eat the right things to get my body moving and in shape. I speak life where there's no life. I speak joy where there's no joy. I speak peace, but there is no peace. I give you praise tonight, Almighty God. And I bow before you. And I lift my hand. And I say, welcome. Take me to bed. Hug me and caress me and sleep with me tonight. I give you praise. And when I wake up in the morning, I want to live for you. When I die, I want to die with you. I declare Shabbat Yada. Our God is good. Our God is great. Our God is peaceful. He's also a God of war. He's also a God that knows how to, I would say, chastise, but he's also a God of love. Fall in love with him. Even if you fall in the position of Job, remember, Job at the end comes out far better than he was when he first started out. Have a peaceful night. May God bless you. May his face shine upon you, and may he give you peace. Jehovah, Shalom. It's been a pleasure. I felt the Spirit of God going all through my body. I'm in a different place at this time. Pray for us. We are leaving this Wednesday, going out to South Carolina. I have different engagements. I will be sending out the thing for our fasting. Whoever's on watch on Friday, on Fridays, you will get your watch information. I want to say good night to every single body. Thank you for being on the call tonight. I love you. Shabbat. Shalom. Peace out.